Welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Today is Sunday, so instead of the usual daily stories from me, it's your turn. I call this the weekly challenge, where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. I also make excuses for the poor audio quality, whether it's my lousy headset, cats taking a poop in the background, or horrible sinus and headache issues. The topic this week was bubbles. We've got a lot of stories this week, so let's get right to it. And first up, no, it's not Thomas of Fifth Coffee. He's taking a break. This time, it's Tara Lynn. Okay, let's see if I can get her last... I never get her last name right. Gravois. So, welcome, Tara Lynn. I think this is your first time. So, let's have some fun and hand this one to the midget. Okay, maybe that's not so fun.
Bubbles remind me of different times in my life. As a small child, my mom gave me a bath with Mr. Bubble. As a toddler, my dad showed me how to blow bubbles. Then, at 10, I got this kit that made cool plastic bubbles that were a swirl of amazing colors. In high school, car washes throwing sponges covered in bubbles at my teenage girlfriends. What fun! As an adult, washing dishes and taking a moment to enjoy the slippery bubbles on my hands. Then, having a kid and giving him a bath in Mr. Bubble, the cycle starts again.
Thank you, Tara Lynn. Aw, how sweet. Although, having the midget read it, I'm not sure about that. But still, thank you. All right, next up is Muncie, who's also doing that NaNoWriMo thing. So I know a lot of you are out there doing that National Novel Writing. I'm up to, how many words am I up to? Nine. I'm not too sure where they all are. I need to gather them together. They're all over the place. I wrote one on the wall. So, problem is I wrote it in white paint, and the walls are white, and I forgot what it was. So I may use a black light to find it. You know, you may need a black light with the novel when you get it, and it's like, it's going to be like a hunt. Okay, where's the next word? And you're wandering all over the world. And several may be visible from Google Earth. I'm not sure. Depends how quickly the trees grow back and they rebuild Pawtucket, New York. So here we go with Muncie and his story.
Hello again, and happy NaNoWriMo to those of you writing a novel. Happy NaMoGromo to those of you growing a mustache. And happy NaMoHeapMoDreamo to those of you drinking mojitos. Let's do a story! Bubbles, by Chris Monroe. Bubbles rise to the surface, burst and are gone. And as suddenly as that, it's over. He thought he could steal from me. Thought I wouldn't notice a few bucks disappearing here and there. I make it my business to notice everything. I could have alerted the authorities, but it had been a while since I went hands-on, so I solved the problem myself. An invite to an afternoon on my boat, a bottle of wine, and a willingness to wait for my opportunity. And now, as I sail home, I can't help but smile. I've still got it. More of my writings at munzeestories.blogspot.com. My Twitterings as MunzeeMunzee. Now, if you'll excuse me, I gotta get another 2,000 words done for the day.
Thank you, Chris Monroe, otherwise known as Muncie. Okay, for me, it's not, maybe I'm not going to write a novel with the few words that I'm writing, and I may get arrested by the Pawtucket, New York police, but I could make it National Pringle Eating Month, so hold on, I've got three more here with some easy cheese on it. Oh, man. I know these are so many calories and so many carbs, but man, they're so good. Try stacking Lay's in a tennis ball tube. I know they're so full of chemicals, but I just... I'm never going to get to 180, am I? So, damn you, Mr. Pringle. I hate you. I'm going to punch you. I'm so glad he's got this cocky, you know, little eyebrows. You got the mustache and all skewed. I just want to punch him. Where was I? All right, Tom. Hold on, let me read the note here. And it says, no updates tonight. There are no updates tonight. No updates tonight in my podcast. No updates. So here's Tom, completely 100% update free for your enjoyment.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And tonight's story is called Risk is Not a Four-Letter Word. In an effort to generate reasonable returns on investments, speculators have damn near plumbed every conceivable commodity. But in 2065, the 120-year-old guru of hedging, Glenn Beck, initiated the Opera Star Trading Card Stampede. Eplasto Domingo in Semper Augustus was valued at 25 trillion lindens. Just last week, I traded a Caruso and an Andre Bocelli for a Beverly Sills in the Tahitian version of La Boheme. You haven't lived until you've heard O Maya Maya Aka Aka. It came with a complimentary stick of gum. The gum has no effect on the value. Couldn't blow a damn bubble.
Thank you, Tom. And maybe if I ever get the magnets ready, I'll include a complimentary stick of gum. That would be kind of cool. Or a Pringle. Okay, in addition to Pringles, I'm doing iced tea with fresh raspberries in them. I get raspberries, I get blueberries, snozzberries. They actually just... I need to walk to Central Market today. It's only 7:25. I woke up late, because, you know, I can. And I had way too much caffeine last night. Way too much coffee, so I'm not doing any today. No, not today. And I need to get to Central Market. I don't know what I'm going to get, though, because I already got all the stuff I really need at Kroger. And anything I get beyond that, like, oh, I don't know, Pringles? Yeah. How many calories is this going to be? Let's find out. So it's 150 calories, servings per container 6. So if I just make this my one meal of the day, I'm going to get just only slightly more horribly fat. Until then, as I munch on these, let's go with Abernathy and her story, which needs to be read by the midget. Because, you know, I mean, I checked twice here because I forgot Sashi's story the other time, and I went like, ah! Gotta watch out for that.
Bubbles the Clown was a burlesque-style clown stripper, not as rare as you might think, mainly booked for bachelor parties. Always entering a room in a dress made of clear plastic bubbles, quirky music playing faintly as she teasingly took off her dress, left with only her cute pink polka-dotted pumps, cotton candy-colored pigtails, and clown makeup. She sat on pies and balloons. Cool Whip squirted out the sides of her tush, and balloons popped loudly as her bottom slammed against a chair. Men would cheer, and she would smile and giggle. Upside down split was Bubbles' finale.
Great. Now I know what the midget's going to be doing all weekend. Does Central Market have Cool Whip? I'm not sure. I hope not. Maybe they have that organic special Cool Whip, you know, for $5 a pint or... God, it's gonna... This month is gonna break me. Oh, thank you, Abernathy. The midget is just gonna wreck me. Next up... Looking... Sashi. Okay. I'm not going to screw this up, all right? I'm not going to screw this up. I'm typing into Sashi, and that, and typing into the list, and copying, and audio file and attachments, audio file and attachments, audio file and attachments, audio file... I know, okay, I know already. God, I'm such a screw-up. Okay, here is Sashi's story, and I command you to enjoy this. I really do. I've just... Now... Maybe I need to play the story first. Okay, here we go.
Hey, this is Satchi again. I say again because I made a recording last week for the Halloween challenge, but I don't know what happened. Either Crap did not like it, so therefore he didn't put it into his podcast, or he just did not see it in my email. Now, I'm definitely going to go for the worst of the two and say that he did not like it. So, to get my revenge, I am definitely going to make a trip over to his house and give him what he deserves, just for not playing it, because I will say this, that it was epic, and it definitely needed to be played. I took my darn time on it, so please excuse me just for a moment while I make my way over to his house. Hey, Crap. You know how you didn't play my recording last week? Alright. Now that that's done, I don't think that he is going to be forgetting to play my recordings anymore. Alright, let's get on to my 100-word challenge story about Bubbles.
Thank you for calling 1-800-LONELY-YOU. Please hold while we connect you with a girl of your dreams.
Hey there, big boy. My name is Bubbles. What's yours?
Dexter.
All right, Dexter. What can I do for you?
Mom, I'm on the phone with my girlfriend. Go away!
Well, I'm a level 45 mage paladin from Yore, and I want you to be the helpless maiden captured by the chaos beast.
Dexter, how old are you?
16? Hello?
I'm sorry, Dexter. I have to go.
No. Don't hang up.
Thanks, Mom. You scared away my girlfriend.
Oh, man. What time is it? I opened the message and hit play and just the door rang and just got my ass kicked by someone. Oh, well. Oh, God. Oh, and I was going to forget to put Sashi's story in. Oh, well, I guess I'll just keep recording the podcast here and wait for the ambulance to get here. Oh, God. Whew. All right. Well, thank you, Sashi. And, oh, what the hell hit me? All right. Okay. Oh, maybe I should eat some more Pringles. Those, they say, you know, if you, they speed the healing process. It says so right on the can here. It's just, you know, it's like, calcium, 2%. There, that'll help heal the broken bones. Oh, all right. Let's go with, Danny Dwyer. Man, he's never kicked my ass before. Danny, you got a story here? Well, I may need to lay down for a bit. Oh.
Hello, hello. Danny Dwyer is back after missing 2 weeks. And I'm here with Weekly Challenge 289, Bubbles. And, you know, it's one of those things. I always hear crap always going on and on and droning on and on about things, so I feel like it's my turn to babble about something before I read my story. I had this story in my mind, and I wrote it out, and it was much more than 100 words. And I think what's brilliant about 100-word stories is the fact that it kind of trains you to take an idea and make it much more concise. So I was able to take this story, which was probably about 160 words, and I kind of had to reevaluate and gut it down and think, hey, you know, what's really the essence of the story? What's going to get the message across? And I was able to cut it down to 105 words. So this is my entry this week, Bubbles. I hope you enjoy it. Bubbles was a high-class prostitute who lived on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. Relaxing in a hot tub at her condo with John, her statuesque boyfriend, they were both mesmerized by the bubbles rising in her champagne. "We need to go to Amsterdam," John stated. "Where's that?" Bubbles asked. "In Holland," responded John. "Oh, is that where the Hollish live?" Bubbles blurted. "I thought they were Dutch," John responded. "Like, no, if the place is named Holland, the Hollish must live there." So John and Bubbles run off to the airport, champagne in hand, off to Holland, in search of the Hollish.
Thank you, Danny, and yay, I just read the email. Yay, it's so cool. And, by the way, folks, if you want to explain, you know, the process you go through a story, or, you know, pimping a site or whatever, or you just want to bitch about something for 20 minutes, okay. Maybe not the bitching about something for 20 minutes. You can bitch about it for 3 if you make it funny. Like, oh, I don't know. God, I'm looking out the patio. Now that it's daylight savings time, I'm looking out the window. Maybe looking out the window might be important for next week. But we have to open up the umbrella, and, you know, all the stuff got moved around because they were, like, tearing down things around here. Now they're putting them back up, and just pain in the butt. All right. Thank you, Danny. God, these Pringles. I'm going to eat the whole can before the end of this. Woo. All right, yay. And hold on. Little bunny says, "I had a wonderful time at It's Full of Crap's Red Day party. Thank you, everyone, who came and made it so memorable." And it's like, yay. I'm just so... If you weren't there, you will be punished. I won't do that. No, I just... Maybe the yak people. I mean, come on, scheduling something opposite that? I mean... Oh. Whatever. Oh, well. Maybe. "Oh, no, the Sim's broken. We need help." And it's like, yeah, okay. Good night. Next up is Zachman. And I don't hold grudges. I put them in a little vault, and I check them every day. Oh, this grudge, and that grudge, and this grudge. Oh, this was just a slight, but with interest it will become a grudge. Here's Zachman.
"I wish I had not used this house. My wife said she had a friend who would loan us a cabin in rural Maine. The view of the leaves and the color of the trees is wonderful this time of year. We thought we could spend some time away, not thinking about the house of which we are eternally bound since we refinanced it near the top of the real estate bubble. My wife and boys went shopping in the next town. I hope to see them again someday. I am alone, stuck in the bubble at Chester's Mill."
Thank you, Zachman. We are getting so many different definitions of bubbles. This is just so cool. You know, when the word is wide open enough, people can do all sorts of really cool things. And that's really what it's about. I love sucking up to people. It's just so fun. Oh, yeah, you talk. But that one, and the other one, and this one, and this. What other?
What other definitions of bubbles do people come up with? So that's just a hint for when people select the weekly challenge topic for the next week. When I see that there are so many possibilities and I can't think of them all at once, and then I'm like, ooh, that too. It's like, that's the one. I don't just, you know, 5 in the morning, sit down here at Sunday and go, that one. Or, you know, oh, that's the one. We don't do the winner anymore because it's like, you know, we don't do polls because the poll systems always suck. And it's like, oh, no, it's one. They won again. They won again. Oh, mine will never get picked. Well, yours will never get picked anyway, but still. Let's go with another story here by Norval Joe. And wait, hold on. There's no recording. There's no recording. Uh-oh. That's not good. Problem is, if I wait until the week, I just, he sent it last night. Maybe it got eaten by daylight savings time. I'm not sure. Well, anyway, here's, Norval Joe's story is read by Midget.
Vaudeville was big, and she was a star. People came from miles away to see her act. They called her Bubbles because of the strategically placed bubble she used when she danced. But as movies became more and more popular, and theaters popped up even in the smallest of towns, live acts like hers drew smaller crowds until one day she was out, living on the streets like a dog. The final insult came when she wrapped herself in tattered vaudeville poster to try to keep warm in the freezing snow. A poster of her, Bubbles, the dancing dachshund.
Effect, change speed, effect, change pitch, and, hi, yeah, thank you, Norval Joe, and the midget who read for, I'd be remiss if I didn't, you know, do the usual Flying Island Press, and, you know, NaNoWriMo, and National Autism Month, Week, Decade, what is, I don't know, I wasn't paying attention, I just, oh, right, but all that stuff. That's why when people record, they can plug all the stuff and all that. But if you make it 20 minutes like some people used to do, it's like, you know, whatever. Oh, like me. Just right. Oh, we got ourselves a story. Ooh, TJ got one in. He missed one, and like everyone's like, oh my God, is TJ returning? And it's like, yes, he is. It's just that, you know, North Dakota is in a huge boom cycle with the fracking going on, and everyone's just getting in each other's fracking way. And it just, people are just starved for newspapers and theater up there. You know, forget about the fast food and all the house building and all the other rush services. Ooh, I could get a job up there as a male prostitute. Oh, never mind. Just right. Here's TJ in his story, and I'm not going to say I hope you enjoy. I say that every time. Instead, I'm going to say, "Damn righteous waffles." I have no idea what that means. I hope you enjoy.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, and in this week's I give you dress casual. Darn these dress casual things. I dress too casual, she'd be pissed, or I'd be too dressed up, and that would be wrong, too. I texted her. What are you wearing? I asked. Her words appeared in a tiny bubble. I don't know. What are you wearing? Oh, a tease. Nothing but a smile, I grinned. No response. I wondered if I'd frightened her away. Then the flurry of texts. Hi, I'm back. Sorry I missed your call. And my daughter has been warned against pretending to be me and will be dealt with. Well, that was pretty embarrassing.
You know, TJ stuff could actually turn into an actual advice column. I've run into all of these myself. Way back when the internet was first starting and it was all, you know, 2,400 baud, and it was like play by mail, except it was email. And email took a day. Took a whole day. Hold on. I know, it's rude to be picking my teeth, but that's one downside of Pringles, but it, at least on Pringles' defense, it's not like popcorn. Ugh, I gotta stop eating that crap. Right. Thank you, TJ. Neurotic much? Maybe! One bit. The funny thing is, the more people know about this podcast, the less downloads there are. Maybe I need to get John Hodgman to show up and then just be totally boring for 20 minutes. God, have you been listening to that Stuff You Should Know podcast with Chuck and, what, Dave? Who's the other one? Josh. Oh, Josh. And Hodgman. Don't care. No. I'm not going down that road. I talk smack about Norm Sherman of Drabblecast, Adam Curry, he sucks, and the rest. It just is Adam Curry just wanking off to Ron Paul again? I don't know. But just all of them. We here do the best we can, and who cares what others do? Well, except if you have your own podcast, you know, like TJ does, then we're like, yeah, we do care. And whatever. I'm just avoiding the inevitable, which is, of course, Planet Z story. But none of you want to hear that, so you can stop right now, and then I can just tack this one on, and whatever, we'll call it a day.
There was this one kid in school who said the problem with Baptists is that they don't hold them underwater long enough. They dragged the kid into the bathroom and held his face in the toilet. What began as a swirly became a full-fledged drowning. Bubbles all around, less and less, then nothing. Have you been held under long enough? He was limp. No fight left at all. Have you been held under long enough? Then they let go of him, still face down in the toilet, backing away slowly. No movement. He died saved, I said to the cops.
And there you have it. A bunch of stories about bubbles. Thank you to everyone who is a part of the weekly challenge this week and the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to the authors' websites, text of the stories, an archive of shows, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Until next week, when the topic will be the first thing you see when you look out the window, this is Lawrence Simon saying thank you for listening, and, as always, keep it brief.